All right. The rundown today is presented by Body Armor Sports Drink. I'm rocking with the orange mango here. What do you got, Tyler?
I'm with strawberry banana. It was a good choice.
Same.
Good choice. Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I like this very much. It's more natural and better than just your average sports drink. It's better than Gatorade. It's better than water. Water is trash, man.
Water stinks.
Water is so boring and plain.
It has to be perfect. Like, I like ice cold lemon water, but it has to be like, I don't know, room temperature. You like, you know what I'm saying?
Cucumbers in them?
Dude, just spice it up with this.
I can do a little orange.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Yeah, put a little orange mango in it.
You
rock
like
with your Body Armor drink,
water
man.
They have in the lobby?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bougie boy over here.
Hell yeah.
Pinky up when you drink that
you
shit,
damn
too.
Damn
straight. It's full of potassium, full of electrolytes. It's basically, you know, what you need after a night of drinking, after a big session at the gym, whenever you need to hydrate and reboot. Body Armor is the way to go. Strawberry banana, orange mango, coconut, pineapple. They got it all.
Fruit punch, tropical punch,
everything you need.
All the punches.
They got it. So
any punch you want.
Get your Body Armor and drink it.
Delicious.
We start off with Donald Trump and the Eagles. We got a full-blown petty war going on here. Donald Trump has uninvited the Eagles to their own party at the White House. Dave calls it a power move. I think it's pretty petty. What do you got, Dan?
I mean, of course, Dave, this is a Dave Portnoy move.
Absolutely.
I mean,
the never-ending train of comparisons between Dave and Donald Trump continue.
You can't fire me, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen him in the same room at the...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the craziest part about it is in President Trump's statement, he's like, the Eagles disagree with my belief that you should stand with your hand over your heart for the national anthem. Zero Eagles players knelt during the season. This is not what it's about. It's become this because it's like this tribalism, national, like, you know, fight, like everyone get to their corner and never listen to the other person. There's nothing in the middle.
There's no middle ground anymore.
No. Yeah,
everything's black
zero.
And white. Everything's extreme.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we can't talk about this. You just can't come to my party anymore.
Right.
Which is for you.
Pretty much.
For something you celebrated,
which
you can't come anymore.
Which is like quite literally like the opposite of America. It's like exactly what we're not supposed to be. It's unbelievable.
I still don't understand how like the concept of peacefully protesting is kneeling during the national anthem and peacefully protesting something is actually the most American thing you can do.
It was like they were instructed to do so. Like that is the respectful way to protest.
Right.
Like they said, sitting down
like
is not correct. Kneel because that's how you're supposed
right.
to. It's like they're following almost like protocol on how to do this if you want to make a statement. I don't know. I mean, I don't
all
even want to get into
just
all
keeps
that.
Dividing
but it's
people
just,
even more. It's
like that's
the
what
division
they want.
Just keeps going.
Do you remember when the guy, he took the knee as he sung the anthem? And I feel like people were like, conflicted. Do you remember that?
No. Was that recently?
I think it was this past football season.
Oh,
I want to say like Detroit or something. A guy, he went out there and took a knee, but he sang the anthem like perfectly.
Right.
And people were like
what
do I clap?
Also, let's like, this is not new either that some athletes don't go to the White House. It happened under Obama. I think
the
first time was Reagan. Larry Bird didn't go and was like, the president knows where to find me. Like, so
Indiana.
This is not
that's
new.
That's such a good Larry Bird line.
None of this is new. It's just become new because
well,
it's
but
become
I mean,
this,
it reached a point where I think only like a handful were going to go, right?
Right.
Which is like, that's,
they say
that's
who,
a bad
that's
look.
What I want to know. Who
which
like,
ones
yeah.
were?
Well, the mascot was going to go, which would have been a hilarious picture of like four eagles in the mascot.
And an actual eagle.
So I actually, in a weird way, defend the fact that like Trump couldn't have that picture because it would have been super embarrassing.
So, like this is almost now becomes not even about the anthem and kneeling and politics. It's like this is just a PR thing.
Yeah,
I can't have a shitty ass picture.
So I actually
of four
after
people.
Like
yes.
the inauguration was like 11 people.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually
He's
have
so
his back in a weird way in that respect. Like you can't have just five eagles show up because it looks terrible. But then, you know, invoking the national anthem and saying that it's because they disagree on that. Like, no, not that has nothing to do with this. It's
what's so crazy is that this is the perfect, like, this doesn't matter, right? This is like such a figurehead, like, fake thing. But it's such an opportunity to actually have, like, good PR. Like, if one side reached out and was kind of like, you know what, I am going to go to the White House and let's talk about our differences. Or Donald Trump was like, come to the White House and we can hash this out. It would be so good for all sides and, like, nobody can seem to... figure that out.
Was it the Warriors? Like, they were like, before you even ask.
Yeah.
We're not,
no. They did
we're
it again. They did, the LeBron and Steph both said, we're no, so
whoever
Adam
wins,
Silver, whoever wins this out. Is not going.
Adam Silver has figured it out with the NBA because they just don't have any of these problems.
Yeah.
They do what they want or don't want, and it doesn't seem to be an issue.
The best part is, like, the NBA has the, you have, like, there's a rule you have to stand for that.
Right, but that's what
they're like, so long ago.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's like not affecting anybody.
Right.
And if people say no, they don't want to go, it seems to not be as big of an issue. It's just the NFL.
Yeah. Really, I mean, the NBA is a players' league. The players have 100%. All the power.
Yep.
And you can't, you know, the guaranteed contracts and there's less players and they're more recognizable, so they get to have
the show.
A bigger say.
Yep.
We move on to the NHL. This portion is brought to you by Lisa Mattresses. $160 off. They just keep going.
That's pretty
it
good.
Used to be $100. Then it went to 120. I think they blew right through 140. They didn't even bother. They just went right to 160. So when you go to lisa.com/barstool now, you get $160 off your mattress. They start at $525. So already you're looking at
like
a diesel
discount.
Like 2 months,
they're just going to send you a mattress, like a $100 bill.
That's
just
the
staple
thing.
To it. Yeah.
That's the thing. We got to talk to our people at Lisa because I feel like they're just going to hold out until you get a free mattress now. No, go buy it now. lisa.com/barstool. It can't possibly get better than $160. They got all different mattresses of all different sizes. They get delivered right to you. You can try it out for 100 nights. If you don't like it, you return it. But you're going to like it because it's some of the best high-quality materials. You're going to get a great night's sleep. $160 off when you go to lisa.com/barstool. The Capitals are doing the thing. Looks like Nate and PFT may be off the hook for their premature celebration. Although it would be the most Capitals thing ever to now lose this.
They have
in a row.
Blown the most 3-1 leads as a
Frank
franchise.
Tank, what do you got? What are you saying for us?
Capitals
Wait, hang on. You got a mic for you.
The Washington Capitals have blown a 3-1 series lead 5 times in their history.
Holy shit.
1987, 92, 95. 2010 and 2015.
Jesus Christ.
That's wild.
Frank, while we
that's
got you
recent
on the mic.
Too. Like, that's pretty, the last,
if
what,
the Capitals years? Win this series, are you retiring the Shrinky Dink name?
Well, the name will be passed on.
Okay.
And
who
team,
gets it?
The team that is the true North, your Toronto Raptors.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Okay.
That's a
they
good,
are.
That is a
for
good
sure,
torch
Dinks.
Pass. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's, you know, 5 times is a lot of fucking times.
A lot of times.
So
I feel
nobody
like
can rest
the NBA
yet.
Too. Like 3-1 is kind of like nothing.
Not that. Yeah. Yeah. It's not that big.
Well,
of a deal.
It's yeah. I mean, because Vegas, I do think that Vegas will win the next game at home. If you watched the game last night, like it was a very Vegas basically had the first 10 minutes. They missed every single open goal.
I mean, literally,
and then
that
it just
one,
took the
that
air
one
out
was fucking
wide
literally open.
Wide open, and then it just kind of shifted. So I do think that they will win. In Vegas, because I do like, there's just a human emotion of you're up 3-1,
right. Like they're gonna take their foot off the pedal,
right? Exactly. You're but then I think the Caps will win in 6, but you never. I mean, that's now we're talking about 2 games, which, folks.
So where's Game 7? I don't know how they
Game
do
7 would be in Vegas.
Ooh, so they pretty much have to do it in 6.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to go back.
No,
across the country.
You don't want to lose 2 in a row and go back to Vegas
with that kind of history. 5 times, yeah, that's a lot.
And the Washington Capitals also a lifetime, even though they won Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, or lifetime like 5-12 in Game 7s.
Ooh, what if nobody
better
wins?
Win in 6.
Yeah. Nobody wins.
Better win in 6. We got this ridiculous story from Saugus. Shout out to Carabas, the white trash capital of Massachusetts, I believe. These kids were smoking cigars after getting their diploma and graduating. They are now banned from, I guess, baseball? I don't even know. What sport is it? They're not.
The sport? What are they banned from?
It's lacrosse.
Was
lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
They're not able to play in any postseason games now.
It's upsetting for the student who may at that moment say, what's, you know, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Superintendent David DeRussi says photos of the students smoking cigars circulated online as well as a local newspaper. Even though the student athletes have graduated, the superintendent says athletes still must comply by MIAA rules prohibiting the use of alcohol and tobacco.
Athletes are still eligible until the very last athletic event.
As a result, the lacrosse players will miss tonight's playoff game at Pentucket, and the baseball player will miss the last regular season game of the year. The superintendent adding that this situation is unique because athletics at Saugus High School are usually over by graduation, but that this season got a late start because of snow days in March.
For just lighting up cigars, celebratory cigars, no tobacco, nothing else. Yeah. Apparently this is something that has been done before. It's almost a tradition that some of the students carry on.
Said somebody did like a rival school. They like posted a picture and
the
other school was just
so
like.
Oh, somebody snitched?
What?
Oh, you're saying
the rival school
like
the other,
doing
yeah, the other
it,
school
it,
was
it,
just
it,
like,
it.
Yeah, you're just not getting in trouble for it.
Yeah, they just decided this time they're going to enforce it. you know, this is, we've been doing these stories for about 15 years now, some good old pussification.
I mean, that's what we were talking about it last night on Evening Yak because Jared brought it up, but like, you could find 40 of these stories on any given day.
Because
like high school administrations, they just make up whatever rules they want.
They're bored. They just need like something to do. It's like, fuck these kids. Let's suspend them.
And also they do the thing like, all right, we have these kids for like another 2 weeks of their entire lives. Mm-hmm. So let's really make sure that
let's stick it to them one last time.
And
show them
specifically, it's like, this is enough to make sure that like future classes never do it. But you're not actually fucking anybody over in a major, you're not taking away their diploma. So like, it's not gonna be that big. It's just like, such an unnecessary
thing. It's so stupid. Yeah, right.
We got more ridiculous controversy here. Miss Universe is no longer doing the swimsuit portion of the competition. So bikinis are out the window.
What was the explanation? Like, I'm not surprised.
The explanation. Feminism type of, this is not about materialistic, superficial.
Fran's got something.
Miss America. Miss Universe is like, get naked,
still a,
like,
still
whatever,
a goal.
You know? Yeah. Miss America, so they're like the, you know, the more buttoned up operation. You know, it's all about the talent portion and the question answering and all that shit, but, I mean, come on. Like, beauty pageant, it's still
it's
called
a beauty
pageant.
Pageant.
It's still inherently
pageant.
About your looks, so,
it's
like,
a beauty
you know what,
pageant.
If you're not gonna do a swimsuit, like, you shouldn't even do the whole fucking thing.
Well, yeah, it's like, is it gonna stop anybody from watching? Like, I was gonna stare at these
well,
for three straight
that
hours.
Is
like,
what's
I was,
funny, like, is, like back in the day, I feel like that was the only time.
Oh, there's right, definitely, there are definitely some guys out there who, like, haven't figured out that porn is free.
Yeah.
And they're, like, missing where they're
chance.
Circled on
what
their
the hell? Yeah.
Some, like, 60-year-old dude in, like, Nebraska.
Listen, if
this is my big night.
If you're gonna get rid of the swimsuit based on the idea that like we're not here for superficial looks, then there better be like some fat ugly girls in this.
Well, get
then
rid of the whole contest.
Either open it up to everyone or don't do it at all. Because if you're gonna pick and choose, this one thing is crossing the line. That doesn't make any sense.
The quote was, "We will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance."
I mean,
it's a fucking beauty pageant.
Inner beauty.
They want to be more inclusive of women.
I
want to
see a fucking disgustingly ugly girl now.
Somebody's grandma's gonna win. Like,
absolutely.
She's just the
Give
nicest
me an
person.
Old, fat, ugly girl.
Like, she's nice as hell. Well, like, how
could
you
she's
the
super
competition?
Smart,
like,
and she's brilliant, and she's talented,
she
she's Miss America.
Cookies.
Will you laugh at my jokes?
I mean.
Okay, you win.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Great match.
Ruining a great American institution of goggling at girls.
Well, that's the other
are
thing
they gonna call it something else, though? Like, calling it a beauty pageant and saying we can't judge.
Yeah, I bet you they don't even do that. I bet you it's actually technically not called a beauty pageant anymore.
It can't be.
Can you figure that out?
It's so
stupid.
It
doesn't say it's
going to
change.
The personality pageant.
Yeah.
It's so stupid because it's. I'd understand if it was like, Miss America was a contest where we just picked, we just sat on a street corner and rated women. Okay,
right.
Maybe you don't make.
Pretty sexy.
This is a fucking beauty pageant where they are.
Yep.
They want to win. They're
everyone's
like
in shape and
they're
hair
putting
and makeup
there. Yeah.
And
you entered, you're not being held against your will to do it.
Well, I don't know, some of those girls are.
Maybe the young beauty, those ones creep me out.
Like the JonBenet type shit is
that
shit's
fucking
gets real
weird.
Toddlers and tiaras.
This shit,
yeah.
I don't, it's wild. It'd be like we're gonna decide the NBA finals, but you're not allowed to score any baskets.
I wonder how they can.
You can't dunk.
Yeah.
We're not about flashiness. You can't dunk it.
Right. We don't want to show off anyone's athleticism.
Like, I've been working on this body.
Right?
Like
yo,
to be Miss
yo, there's
you know
some
saying?
Chick out there who has a rockin' body who's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to shine.
Yeah.
Now I got to be smart. Now I got to answer the question. I'm just here
no,
to be hot.
We are no longer a pageant. We are a competition.
So, but what competition? Like, they can't
woman,
say beauty anymore.
You know what you know you need.
You know
are
what?
You assuming
I'm
gender?
I'm
going
to wait for a dude. There needs to be a dude in Miss America this
no,
year.
No, what they need is they need one of the women to, like, break ranks in her formal wear is just a bikini.
Yeah.
And be like, no, this is what I like to wear. This
right.
is my comfort.
She just puts, like,
this
a hat
just,
with it. She's
yeah.
like, this, yeah, this is
yeah,
my
this
formal.
This is it. Right
I just
here.
Wear this every
Fuck
day.
All
I'm going to work.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm the hottest. I should win. That's what we need. Someone out there.
Or
Miss
someone
California.
Just go rogue.
Some brave soul.
Like, pull it off like your snap pants. Like, brat.
Miss
like,
Arizona.
Like, I don't care.
I feel like Miss Arizona's got that in her.
Miss Mississippi
just
walked in
and wrecked
shit. Yeah.
Flaunt it.
Last topic of the day is brought to you by Fuego Box. Father's Day is around the corner. Get your father a gift he's going to like. The Chili Cause Crate is something your dad is really actually going to like. It's got 3 Kraft hot sauces, a jar of spicy honey, jalapeno garlic seasoning.
I'm listening.
And all of these are, you know, it's not just like It's not just like Tabasco, where it's just like watery hot. This is like sauce that is crafted and created and is one of a kind. And you can get 10% off now when you go to fuegobox.com/rundown. It's custom. It comes in like a custom wood crate, so the presentation is nice. It's not like you're just gonna be handing your dad a bottle. It's gonna be a nice gift that he'll use on the grill, he'll use at dinner time all summer long. It's fuegobox.com/rundown. A momentous occasion, huge moment in American history. The first ever legal bet outside of Las Vegas, Nevada was placed.
Oh boy.
Who placed it, Dan? Who placed it?
It was Stu, the source. Stu Nation,
a
stand
living
up.
Legend.
Living legend. He's Stu
now,
Fighter,
was that
you're
just
fucking
like,
not.
Like, by chance? Was that like he pulled some strings?
Oh, I don't know. I would imagine with Stu Finer, he probably waited in line since like 2 weeks ago.
As soon as he heard the news. He
that video, the video of the governor placing the bet like a total, like, dweeb.
I want to place a $10 bet on the Philadelphia Fightin' Phils to defeat the Chicago Cubs in Chicago.
What bet did he like? What
he put $10 MLB, on the Phillies, right? And Stu just screaming in the background is so great. Just screaming at the top.
That's
of
your
lung.
Boy, right, Frank?
Yeah, that's Frank's boy.
The latest bromance is the Stu and Frank connection.
We got another
Stu
one.
Stu Finer is just an absolute legend.
Yep.
He deserved to make that first bet.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, let's go. Let's get everything rolling here. Yeah. You know what? New Jersey blew it. New Jersey should have beat Delaware.
Should have been the first.
But you know what? New Jersey, everyone apologizes in New Jersey. You had to have like a lobotomy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. They fucked it up. They had every chance in the world.
I'm going to hook Frank up with Marlins, man. That's going to be the new bromance.
Imagine that trio, get all three of them together?
Yes.
Oh, that would, shit.
That would be the greatest game ever.
Yes.
I mean, that would be these times.
Frank, I gave you my word. I said I would get it.
Would that be the best moment ever if you're sitting at a Mets game, like front row, you, Stu, and Marlins, man?
I told you I'd get it done.
It's got to be up there.
I love it. I love it. Even if it's like a Yankee game, a Mets-Yankee game at Yankee Stadium, that would be perfect.
Well, that's That might be a tough ticket.
Let's not play.
Yeah. We're gonna shoot for like Mets versus
Frank's
Marlins.
Like, first game of the World Series. I'd hate to watch it.
That's fine.
I'll LCS.
Are you talking about the Mets in the World Series? Are you talking about 25-25?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If man is
30-25, bro. 25-25. Get out of here.
Stu is, he's something else. And people.
He honestly, he genuinely does deserve it, though. I mean, the man has like dedicated his life to fucking gambling.
And I think people don't understand. Like, I had a couple of people tweeting me or texting me, be like, Stu must be so fucked up right now. I'm like,
no,
that's Stu.
All natural, baby.
Stu sleeps like 4 hours a night and just wakes up screaming
ready to
like
rock.
A lunatic.
Some people just like wired like that,
He's got. He probably has ADD, and he just was way before.
He doesn't have the diagnosis for it.
Yeah. So he doesn't even know.
I get like a once every 2 week DM where he's just like, "Love you, thinking of you. You're in my prayers."
Yeah, when can we get steaks?
I'll take it, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
I will take
it,
dude.
He's the best. He's the best.
I need all the prayers I can get.
Yeah. He was pissing himself though because he forgot to bring his EDAS. Or no, what was it? 30
Liclit EDAS.
Yeah, Liclit EDAS. Fuck. 15-15-30. He forgot to bring his shirts. He's very upset at himself.
He actually was wearing a new shirt.
What's that one? Allow Me to Be Frank. Shout out to Allow Me to Be Frank. Come on, show the people, Frank.
Those are great shirts.
Show the people.
That is a good shirt.
Those are awesome. That's really awesome.
Feel like Allow Me to Be Frank. A new one dropped today on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Atta boy.
Check it out.
What are we talking about in today's episode?
Actually, I had Robbie Fox on this week with talking about Solo, the new Star Wars movie. And then I talked about my adventures at the Mets game where I got locked in City Field after the doubleheader.
Were you the one who set it on fire the other day?
No.
You got to listen to fire now.
But I got locked. I got locked in Saturday night after a 14-0 loss.
Come on, tell me the story.
No. Listen to the podcast.
You can't step on.
You can't do that. That's a great clickbait.
It's a good lead.
That actually is. Frank. I really want to know that.
See? It's a good lead.
So download Allow Me to Be Frank
Allow
on
me
iTunes.
Be Frank. It's on iTunes. SoundCloud.
Figure out how Frank the Tank got locked inside City Field.
Love it.
After a 14-inning game.
That's the wild part.
14-inning game in which they lost by 6 fucking runs.
Yeah, that's you'll never see that score again. 7-1.
Buddy Bauman, he's got like an ERA of 77, which matches his number.
God, Frank. Yeah. What are we gonna do, Frank? You saw I officially cunseled, right? You cunseled back in like April.
Yeah, it's
Clem still not?
Clem has not, but he's. Here's the thing. Clem is like, He's like protesting my console with his anti-console. I know in his heart he knows he's over. He is. He's holding out on his console. Like, I actually told him after that game, he said he would have consoled, but he wasn't watching. He has the newborn and he was asleep.
Excuse
like, me. If you watch a 14-inning Mets game and they end up losing by 6 runs,
and then the next
after
day,
the way they've been playing, you have to console.
And then the next day they have so few bats that they started 5 lefties against John Lester.
Like, that's insane. Console. Dude, they have given up something absurd, like 45 runs in 46 innings.
And what's great is...
it's an impossible number.
They're supposed to give out Todd Frazier BP
pullovers. What do we think happened? Do we know what the quality control issue was? So the Mets had to issue a statement saying we were going to give out replica Todd Frazier pullover batting practice jerseys, but quality control has
said misspelled his name.
100%, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. It had to be, exactly.
Yeah. It had to be like
F-A-R. It was
E-I-R. Or yeah, I meant that just no I, just yeah. E-R.
Or it's probably had like the Yankee logo on it.
You know what, though? Credit to the Mets, because I feel like the Mets would have given those out by accident and then been joking.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, though. I mean,
maybe that's what the fire was. Maybe they were burning them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good theory. That's actually like a plausible theory.
Yeah.
All right, that's the rundown. Go, everyone, listen to Allow Me to Be Frank on iTunes. And check out Mixtape. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. No.